Solomon. 1 Kings 2 through 4 and 6 through 8. David gives orders to Solomon.
The time came near for David to die, so he gave orders to his son Solomon.
I'm about to die, just as everyone else on earth does. So be strong. Show how brave you are. Do everything the Lord your God requires. Live the way he wants you to. Obey his orders and commands. Keep his laws and rules. Do everything that is written in the law of Moses. Then you will have success in everything you do. You will succeed everywhere you go. The Lord will keep the promise he made to me. He said, "Your sons must be careful about how they live. They must be faithful to me with all their heart and soul. Then you will always have a man sitting on the throne of Israel."
David joined the members of his family who had already died. His body was buried in the city of David. He had ruled over Israel for 40 years. He ruled for 7 years in Hebron. Then he ruled for 33 years in Jerusalem. So Solomon sat on the throne of his father David. His position as king was made secure.
Solomon asked God for wisdom.
Solomon and Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, agreed to help each other. So Solomon got married to Pharaoh's daughter. He brought her to the city of David. She stayed there until he finished building his palace, the Lord's temple, and the wall that was around Jerusalem. But the people continued to offer sacrifices at the high places where they worshipped. That's because a temple hadn't been built yet where the Lord would put his name. Solomon showed his love for the Lord. He did it by obeying the laws his father David had taught him. But Solomon offered sacrifices at the high places. He also burned incense there. The Lord appeared to Solomon at Gibeon. He spoke to him in a dream during the night.
"Ask for anything you want me to give you."
"You have been very kind to my father David, your servant. That's because he was faithful to you. He did what was right. His heart was honest, and you have continued to be very kind to him."